WPHM. You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
It is 7:41 now here on WPHM. When was the last time that Andy Baku from Wolverine Market had a wine tasting? People have been bugging him saying, Andy, you got to do another wine tasting. So he said, all right, fine, I'll do a wine tasting. Andy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
And this wine tasting is for something near and dear to your heart. It's Art on the River.
It's a fundraiser for Art on the River. And like you said, people have been bugging me. So we figured might as well put something together, a wine tasting and a fundraiser. Get people to come out and, you know, have some fun and try some stuff that's, you know, very, very popular. And so feature a bunch of different fun wines.
Fantastic. We're going to go through these because Andy always brings visual aids here on the radio. So we're going to go down the list and see what bottles he brought with him this morning. Should point out that this wine tasting is going to be at Tio Gordo's from 7 to 9 p.m. this Friday. And it's a $40 ticket, and that the proceeds go to benefit the Art on the River. What I noticed here is you brought a bunch of rosés, and I've noticed that those are making a comeback. For a long time, those were out, weren't they?
It's everybody probably remember the Matus rosé and, you know, Lancer's rosé. And back then, I'm talking probably 30, 40 years ago, mm-hmm. but my rosés are on fire right now. Every country, every grape variety you can think of. Today's rosés are dry, great summer wines, just amazing flavors, strawberry, cherry flavors, sort of, I always say sort of like a Jolly Rancher flavors, you know,
right.
Everything from watermelon, you know, they all those nuances come through in the grapes, and simply they're made from red grape varieties. A lot of the warmer regions, they want something refreshing, and the way they are made, they basically, instead of making a red wine, they remove the grape skins and leaving less color, and they're a pretty strawberry, salmon, you know, pinkish color, and they're made from Cabernet, they're made mm-hmm. from Grenache, they're made from all kinds of different grape varieties.
Yeah, so. And I think people like those fruity tones, but they don't like it to be overpowered. They don't want it to taste like a wine cooler. They want it to taste like a drier wine, and that's what these seem to be.
Very refreshing, nice and cold. Just a bowl of strawberries, cherries, or sit on the porch, and they are really selling. We've been promoting them for a long time, and you know, the wine tasting, of course, I always like to keep everybody you know, happy. So we'll have some rosés, we'll have some whites, we'll have some sweet, and a great selection of red wines also. And everybody that's over there, they like to ask questions and learn about wine.
Well, yeah, so let's do that. Let's talk about some of these bottles you brought in. What are the rosés that you brought in?
The first one is Famiga. This is actually from Portugal, just a beautiful region, northern Portugal. And they also make another wine called Vino Verde, very refreshing, crisp, slight bubbles to it. The next one is from France, south of France, Three Masses Passes. And this is also Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèdre, whatever indigenous grape varieties they have over there. And again, very, very refreshing, very reasonable prices. Everything from $7 as high as $20. And this one is kind of fun. It's a rosé, but it's a little bit on the sweeter side. Oliver, this is actually from Indiana. Cherry cobbler. How can you go wrong, right? Liquid cherry.
Sounds good to me.
This is something fun. This is from Austria. Grüner Veltliner. You know, I think it just sounds kind of, you know, yeah. pretty cool. Grüner is a great variety that also will... sort of resembles like a Riesling, maybe a Sauvignon Blanc. It's a drier style wine, very refreshing. And it's a favorite among you know, a lot of these sommeliers. And mm-hmm. So we have a Merlot from Italy, something full body and nice and hearty.
Yeah,
so, you
that's know, what
we'll
I like.
I'll try that. And then for all the people that like, you know, Moscatos, we've got the pink and the red and white. And those are... still very popular.
Right.
Still very popular. I think the rosés are about to take them over here pretty soon. So
yeah.
It's it's a lot of fun. People come in. They can buy tickets at the store. They can buy tickets at the door. There'll be food. There'll be entertainment. And you know, come have fun. Come learn and come try a bunch of different things. Everything will be on special too.
It's a great way to start the Memorial Day weekend and really kick off summer and learn about all the latest summer wines. And this is, you know, because people are always, you know, going to parties and barbecues and things like that, you know, what am I going to bring with me? And everybody wants to bring something unique. Bring a rosé, bring one of these with you, and you're going to be the hit of the party.
They are. And I think anybody would enjoy these wines. And come and taste them. And, you know, you'll be surprised because, again, these are not sweet or sickening sweet. Very refreshing. And they complement a lot of different foods, whether it's salmon, whether it's just, you know, barbecue, whatever your venue is, and enjoy them cold as can be.
Yep, so. Oh, good stuff. It'll be upstairs at Tio Gordo's, 7 to 9 p.m. this Friday. Tickets $40, available at Wolverine Market, and proceeds benefit Art on the River, which is coming up in just a few weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That is right. Yeah, come and have fun. Come and join us there. We'll have some of those wines also over there.
All right, very good. Andy, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Andy McCoo from Wolverine Market with us on WPHM 748 now.